Art, the Sounders had a big match Wednesday night against Kansas City that ended in a draw, and it got pretty ugly. What happened?
It did. It was really kind of disappointing. The Sounders were coming off of a stretch here where they had three losses and two ties, and they were eager to get a win. And the draw means that they're on their longest winless streak since their expansion year of 2009. They're not playing well. And that must have affected the play Wednesday night, because they engaged in two acts of really bad sportsmanship, as far as I was concerned. Late in the game, when they weren't breaking through the 1-1 tie, Zach Scott knocked one of the Kansas City players into the boards with a shoulder hit that was very hockey-like, and he was yellow-carded. But even worse was Alvaro Fernandez, in stoppage time, tackled a guy from behind who was 10 yards away from the ball, and it was really an uncalled-for retaliation for something that happened to him, which is, you know, that's what happens in basketball and soccer and a lot of sports. There was no excuse for what he did. He got red-carded, which means that the Sounders had to play the last couple of minutes a man down, and he'll have to sit out this next game. It was just a dumb foul, and physical soccer is fine, but these shots could have caused serious injury. And it came on the day when their own player who was seriously injured, Steve Zakawani, finally was fit enough to be a reserve player. But Siggy Schmidt, the head coach, said, I don't want him in a game like this.
Right, and that's the thing that's so ironic about it all, that he was there on the bench for the first time in, what, 14 months or so?
Exactly, yeah. He was hit by a rival player from Colorado and broke his leg in three spots. It's taken him 14 months of very serious rehab to get fit enough to at least have the prospect of playing as a reserve. And everybody was excited to see him back, was hoping for a good game and allow him to play. But it was so physical, so unnecessarily violent, that Schmidt didn't want to take the risk. And his team was partly responsible. It really was bad attitude, bad sportsmanship. And the Sounders really have to do some rethinking about this, because I understand frustration from not playing well, but you don't jeopardize people's careers for that. And if any team should know that, it's the Sounders.
And this is all happening after their best start ever, 7-1-1.
Right. They were doing very well early on and suddenly have fallen off the cliff. And Siggy Schmidt addressed it earlier in the week by saying he thinks it came too easily early in the season and these guys aren't playing as hard now as they were. Well, he shuffled the lineup a little bit. They have had injuries. They've had poor play. They've had ejections. But really, this team is not in any way functioning like it was early, and it's falling on Siggy Schmidt to find some answers for this, because they got a big game Sunday.
That's right. Big rivalry against Portland Timbers.
Yes, in Portland. This is the second of the Cascadia Cup matches, which bring together the teams in Seattle, Vancouver, and Portland. And the Portland fans are at least as rowdy as the Seattle fans. They're going to be ready to agitate, irritate, and really annoy the Sounders players. If they don't get better control of their emotions, this game is going to be a mess, and it could easily not be a win. So hands will be full Sunday, and a better attitude is really going to do them a lot of good.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.